Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Hello. Yeah, you got to do something. Sometimes you got to crawl before you walk. Got to walk before you crawl. But if you want to get what you never got, you got to do something that you've never done. So go get your blessing. Welcome to the show. This is Empowering Your Mind, and this is Madeline Bass, and I'm here to ask you a few questions on how serious you are in getting to your next. How serious are you in growing you in your business? This is So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. And I know that there are a lot of you out there who are selling, going, doing, pushing, but are you doing everything that you're supposed to be doing with your business? Whether it's a brick and mortar, or whether you've started something at home, you've launched your own thing, you're making bows, ribbons, bracelets, bow ties, you know, whatever the case may be, you washing cars, mowing yards, no matter what you are doing, are you promoting you? Are you advertising you? Are you willing to learn new ways in order to expand? Are you mobile? Do you have a website? You know, there are so many things in order to grow your business if you're working for an actual home-based company. Maybe you're working for It Works, Avon, My 31, you know, all types. There's so many different businesses out there, Amway, Tupperware. No matter what it is, are you following the system? Are you willing to grow you? That's where it starts. So today we're going to talk about growing you. This way, if you grow you, then that means that your business will also grow. Your family will also grow. Your church, your organization, it will also grow because you're continuing education. And I know some of you know what that means. Nurses, doctors, teachers, daycares, you have to do continuing education. There are certain hours for children's development, for daycares, nursing. Of course, you go and you get your continuing education because science is going to continue to evolve. There's going to be new medications created or invented, and there are going to be new ailments that are coming up, sicknesses. You know, there are new things, and there's going to be always be movement, always. You know, used to when you heard that C word, cancer, that was a death sentence. But now there are so many things and avenues in which you can do in order to beat that thing, especially if you catch it early. So if you're not going to the doctor on a regular basis and you're not doing the things that you should do, eating right and exercising, and I know cancer does not care. You could be a health buff and still end up with cancer. But there are steps in which you can take with checkups, you know, going and getting your checkup. Just like we take our cars to go get them serviced, we take our puppy dogs and cats or whatever for their little checkups and get their shots. And even with children, you know, we give them immunizations of some sort. We get our things taken care of, their updates. With computers and phones, you know, we're always fixing all of the things around us. But us, we're not growing us. We're not doing the things that we need to enhance us. So what are you doing? What business do you have or what job do you take or taking or even looking to grow? Maybe you're looking to promote on a different level at your job. Are you capable? Look at it just because you do the supervisor's or manager's job every now and then. Is that something that you can handle on a daily basis? Are you the employee that calls in all the time, or you want to take off and you know they're not going to give it to you, so you know, you kind of lie your way through that? You know, when you become the manager, guess what? There's going to be someone in your team that does the same thing to you. then you will have to come in on your day off, and you're going to have to be able to fill in that blank. You know, they're there for overtime, too. They may be getting salary, but they've worked 80 hours in a week because they've been taking care of the overtime, doing some things that they need to get done that they couldn't get done while the staff is still at work. There's so many things. They're growing them. They have to go to meetings and conferences and trainings just the same as you do. But they'll bring that information back to you to grow you. But then you want to be hard-headed. You know, I don't need them telling me nothing. And, you know, well, they ain't paying me no more money. And in reality, take that experience, take that knowledge, and grow it, because you don't know what God's got next for you. So growing you is important. Growing you is vital to your three questions I'm going to ask you today, and then we're going to be done. I'm only keeping you 15 minutes today because I got some things to do to grow myself. So I'm giving these nuggets to you because I also do them for myself. So today, three questions. Number one, what are you doing and why? Kind of talked about it a little bit at the first of the show. You know, what is it that you do? What's your profession? What's your career? What's your business? What are you doing? Why do you go to school? All of that. You know, what are you doing and why? Doesn't matter. You're a student or a teacher. You know, what are you doing? And then why are you doing that? Are you doing it just for the paycheck? Know that they're going to be beginner level. Some doctors, you know, they have internships before they can get paid. You know, a lot of these places, lawyers, Wall Street, you know, you work in the marketplace. You know, you got an internship that has to be worked first before they go paying you some money. And it's basically a trial period. So why do you expect any different from a church or even from an organization, you know, when you got fundraisers and things like that, and you're trying to build that organization and get others to pour into you their money, their hard work and dollar bills that they've made after taxes and health care and all that has come out of their check, you're going to ask them for something else. You're going to ask them for money to build your dreams. So you go to your job and you're mad because they're having you come in and give your time, and they take your check, but they're not taking any more than you allow them. You choose to have insurance, guess what? You got to pay for that. So they're going to do you a favor and take it out for you and pay it for you until you do something different. Life insurance, same thing, okay? The taxes have got to get paid. Those of you who are home-based business owners and you're contracted workers, you know that those taxes got to get paid. You know, so it's easier when you're on a job because all that gets done for you. So stop complaining of you're having to do what you're supposed to do in the first place. That's just where that is. Social Security and all that comes out. If you don't want to learn how that process works, then stay on your job. I tell people that all the time. Stay on your job so that you don't have your wages garnished. Some people, you know, try to avoid child support and things like that. Stay on your job because it's not benefiting anyone for you to try to go around the system, trying to you know, get over on the system. So I want all of you to understand, no matter what you do, there is a system in place to get you where you're going, and growing you first, learning that system, is how you get to your next. Number two, are you willing to follow the system? Are you following the system in your business, at your church? You know, there's a protocol to everything, at your job. You know, are you following the system? Ask yourself these three questions every day and see how willing you are to make some changes in you first. God may not be giving you the things that you desire because you've not put him first yet in following the plan that he has for you. Last question I'm going to ask you is, are you following up with, say, for instance, you have events or you go out and you talk to people, or maybe you even have a list already. People have opted into your email address. No matter what your business is, you're going to have to follow up. And whether you're at a job as a receptionist, someone calls and they take the message and they give it to the business owner, which would probably be you, then you're going to have to call those people back. That's a follow-up. Or they say, well, you know, I'm busy right now. Can you call me back? That's a follow-up. Or you see somebody out and about and they want to know more about what you're doing. That's a follow-up. You get their information and you connect with those individuals and you find out how you can help them. What can I do for you today? That's, you know, that's just the way it is. That's business, no matter how you feel about it. Even when we go looking for a job, we're going to follow up. Why? We're going to call them and ask, hey, did you fill a job yet? Did I get the job yet? You know, or say, for instance, somebody said they were going to give you some money. You're going to follow back up. Hey, can I come by and pick it up? You know, are you going to drop it off? You know, those are follow-ups. That's considered a follow-up. You're getting back to someone who promised you something, whether it's their time or their money. You're going to follow up. because that's a way for you to generate some type of income. So are you doing your follow-ups of your events? Say, for instance, you have an event or you having a meeting, you having parties, you know, Mary Kay parties, y'all signed a little book. I had an event last Monday, and individuals came, and they filled out the little booklet and wrote their phone numbers and their emails addresses and, you know, whatever it is that they did in order for me to connect with them. And it's up to me. It's my responsibility to do a follow-up. That's my responsibility. So if I don't follow up with those individuals and they, once I do, maybe it's months later, and then they'll be, you know, forgot, where did I see you at again? Or remind me what it is that you do? Or how did you get my number? Those questions are going to come up, and are you willing or are you able to answer those questions? So these are just a few things that I do. I want us to be excited about and know that there is a purpose behind everything, but growing you has to come first. You have to be ready mentally, emotionally, and physically and financially able to handle whatever level you're trying to get to. So financially, are you ready to handle thousands of dollars more a month when you only get $100 or so and you can't manage it? Are you going to be able to handle thousands of dollars? You want the big fancy car, but your car is paid off. You've gotten in the habit of not having a car note. So now you go and you get a car that's above your means because you felt just like because you didn't have a car note, you could handle it. But in the fact that you didn't have that car note, did you go and acquire other bills? Maybe you ran a couple of credit cards up, or maybe you went and bought a few other things, you know, furniture or something, and that filled in that blank of the $300-$400 car note that you had. So now you're buying furniture. So you go and get a car, now you've added another $500-$600 note. That's $1,000 just to have some stuff. So, you know, whether you're renting it or renting to own it, whatever you want to call it, it still needs to get paid, or guess what? They're going to come and pick it up. Don't tear it up because you're mad because you couldn't make the payment. That's not how you do things. Okay? So we need to be ready to prepare ourselves for growing up. Get our minds, hearts, and bodies ready to receive the success in which you are asking for. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's my 15 minutes. I thank you for calling in. This is Madeline Bass with Empowering Your Mind, and we want you to keep it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing your status, and raising your standard. May God bless and aid you.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.